Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mandy Bell, Indians beat reporter, MLB.com, rejoins us. Mandy, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm great. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing well. We're a little disappointed by the Indians' performance yesterday. Had a chance to sweep the series, and we declared the Indians dead last week, but you know, they swept the series. That could have been the start of maybe changing opinions here. I feel like Trevor Bauer has made a lot of excuses when he's not pitched well here. Is that an unfair statement, do you think?
It's really tough to read right now. Every time that he's talked to us after the last, I'd say, two or three outings now,
yeah. He
keeps hinting at physical limitations, and we're not really sure what that means. He said that there was times during that rough stretch in May that he just couldn't move the way he wanted to because of physical limitations. And every time we follow up and say, okay, does that mean you're hurt or you were hurt? And he says, no, I'm not hurt. I wasn't hurt. So it's a little bit confusing right now. We're not really sure if he is battling something. He said last night that his body is banged up, which, I mean, that's what a pitcher's life is. They go through the body aches and the ups and downs throughout the season. But we're not really sure if there's more than that. We tried to ask Tito this morning and say, like, is there anything you can tell us? And he basically said, look, it's up to the player of what he wants to reveal. And it just made us even think harder after that. So we're not really sure. Is he battling something more substantial than just the routine aches and pains? I don't know. It's tough because the last thing the Indians need is to have a fifth starting pitcher go onto the injured list.
I don't get, Mandy, though, how you can, because it's just one guy that got you three times, feel like you pitched well. You still give up three home runs, regardless if it's three guys, five guys, or one guy. It's still three home runs.
Right. And I mean, both Tito and Bauer said that same thing. Like, you take out that one, you take out Kepler from last night and he pitched really, really well. So they both had that mindset. But what you're saying, yeah, and a lot of fans are saying, whenever you look at that, it's still three home runs, which matches a career high for him, giving up within a game. So he obviously doesn't have all the answers that he thought he was going to have after that tough 6-week stretch that he went through. He seemed confident after the last two starts that he started to feel more like himself, but he just really isn't able to find that groove. Whether he is dealing with something that he doesn't want to reveal for whatever reason, we're not really sure, but he hasn't been able to get back to the way he looked in his first two starts.
And the bottom line is he did a lot of talking in the last year. He ripped the Astros, he accused them of cheating. He said he was better than Kluber. He complained about the arbitration. He made fun of Bregman recently, and as soon as Kluber went down, he has not stepped up his game, Andy. That's just the facts. Whatever the reason may be, you know? I mean, he hasn't stepped up. He's got to pitch better. He knows that, I think.
Oh, he definitely knows that. He even said that last night. Especially after the Carrasco news. He said it at the end.
Yeah.
We have all these injuries. We just found out, and we got horrific news about Carlos Carrasco this week, that he has to step away from baseball, and he's like, the team needs me to pitch better, and I haven't been able to do that. So it's not like he's unaware of the situation. It's not like he's unaware of the fact that he's not pitching the way that he would like. And I wrote it last night. Like, no one had higher expectations for Trevor Bauer than Trevor Bauer coming into the year. He thought that he was going to be able to pitch and be a Cy Young contender yet again. I know last year he said it was that comebacker that hit off his shin that separated him from that award, and he was ready to secure it this year. But he just, like you said, it was right around Miami whenever he started to falter, and he felt it coming. He had a rough outing, but it wasn't too, too bad, and he said, I suck right now. And he felt it coming, and man, did he fall into a rut that he did not want to fall into.
Mandy Bell with us, MLB.com, Indians beat reporter. All right, you mentioned Carlos Carrasco there. You know, the Indians released that statement. Do we know anything more? Do we have any idea if we will see Carlos Carrasco again this year?
I mean, That release that they put out on, oh goodness, what was it, Wednesday, said that to expect him back this year. We don't know any details, which is hard to speculate when you don't necessarily know what he's going through. All we know is that it is a blood condition and that he is stepping away from the game right now to figure out the proper treatments or whatever he needs to get to make sure that he is back to normal to be able to get back this year. We haven't been provided anything else, and the Indians are completely leaving it up to Carrasco and his family to be able to release that at their own leisure whenever they are comfortable coming to it. But you can tell it's taken a toll on this clubhouse. Every person that we've talked to about it, they are just everyone seems to be a little shook up about the news. So it definitely seems like it's serious. It's weighing on a lot of the guys, saying we want to win for him. We want to make sure that we're playing our hearts out, because you quickly realize how serious this becomes and how we're playing a game and how we just need to be happy that we have the health and the ability to just go out here every single night. So it's definitely taken a toll on these guys, and they're all thinking about him. So, but other than that, we don't know anything further.
Mandy Bell is with us from MLB.com, covers the Indians, of course. Mandy, news out yesterday that Clevinger's rehab start didn't go as well as planned. Should that be a concern?
Definitely should not be a concern. They seem to be pleased with how he was. Yes, he gave up a few runs. He lasted just over two innings, which they wanted him to get to about four or five. But he touched 98 with his fastball, which Tito was very impressed with. I mean, for a guy who was told that he wasn't even going to look at a baseball for 6 to 8 weeks, and he's already back now in that time frame on his rehab assignment, for him to already be up at touching 98 miles an hour is pretty impressive. It's not really about results at this point, which a lot of people and a lot of fans can get hung up on. Oh, he gave up runs, he gave up home run, whatever it is. They're not really necessarily looking at that at this point. He has another start to go. This first outing, they just wanted him to get back that feel, see what kind of stuff he has. They said that his stuff played well as time went on yesterday, and that he came out feeling healthy, which was the most important part of it all. He's going to come back to Cleveland now. They're going to sit down and get his side of it, hear from him in person to see what he thought of the outing, and then they're going to figure out where he's going to be starting. But it looks like he'll be starting again in 5 days, and most likely Akron. So,
okay.
So yeah, he'll probably be doing another start. I think Columbus goes on the road. So
yeah,
they
play
him local.
Yeah. Columbus is playing in Rochester, so that makes sense. Okay, Mandy Bell, MLB.com. Speaking of injured pitchers, we go through the laundry list. Corey Kluber obviously had his camp recently. What is the late? Do we have an update on him recently? He's not. I mean, is he after the All-Star break? You think, Mandy?
Yeah, that would be my best guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be too optimistic on a quick return just yet. I mean, he's able to do a lot on the lower body now. He was told to not do anything at the beginning, which is hard to do to somebody like Corey Kluber, who works as hard as he does. So he's at least able to do workouts on the lower body. He's running a lot more now that he's in that removable splint, which makes it a little bit easier for him to move around. So he's been working out like crazy, but he's not due for another follow-up until next week. That'll be the 6 week point. And so he'll get more x-rays and scans done there just to make sure that everything's healing. We should know more about the progress after that next scan. I think that's supposed to be around next Thursday would be the 6 week point. So for now, he's just going to continue working on all the limbs that are still functioning at this point.
We're talking with Mandy Bell, Indians beat reporter, MLB.com. Mandy, why do you think they have not? I was screaming for Mercado. They called him up. Now I've been screaming for them to call up Bobby Bradley. With so many holes in this lineup, why? You know, there's no harm in sending a young player down. In fact, I would say maybe give Jake Bowers a reset and send him down to the minors for a little bit. Why do you think they've refused to call up Bobby Bradley?
Right, and I mean, that's a question that I'm getting all the time on Twitter. Everyone wants Bobby Bradley up, and he's such a great case for himself. He's cooled off a little bit, but that stretch of 10 games where he had like 8 homers, and it was unbelievable. And so his numbers have really made a good case for why he should be up here. The biggest thing is Jake Bowers, like you said, and it puts him in a little bit of limbo. And this coaching staff seems to be really set on the potential that Bowers has. Now, could it hurt him to go down and have a little bit of a reset? I mean, we saw it work for Jordan Luplo. He came up, and although most
for a million guys,
been,
yeah, sorry,
right, yeah,
up.
Like yeah, as most of his success has come off of left-handers this year. But when he came back up, he had just a different confidence about him. Whenever he was doing going to the plate, everything, it just seemed like it allowed him to reset a little bit. So could it work for him? Possibly, but it just doesn't seem like they're really considering that at this point. Every time we ask about Bobby Bradley, they say the reports are fantastic. His base running's coming through great. His defense is coming through great. There doesn't seem to be many negatives when we ask about the reports, but they just seem to be really invested in Jake Bowers and what he could potentially bring and what he showed flashes of last year with the Rays, with the power potential and everything. So I don't know. The biggest thing is, where does he go? And I think that the only answer could be down to AAA, and I just don't think they're ready to pull that trigger yet.
Mandy, the big bad Yankees are in town this weekend, and the Indians are, you know, not playing their best baseball, clearly. Do you give the Indians a shot here to do anything this weekend?
I always give them at least a shot. I think anybody can win on any given day. I mean, you saw them against the Twins, and like you said, a lot of people declared them dead before that series started, and then all of a sudden they string together the first two wins and they take the series. So every time it seems like fans start to give up hope, all of a sudden they show a quick flash of life. Now they just need that to be more consistent flashes of life than one or two games here and there. I definitely give them at least a chance. Zach Plesac, the way that he's looked in his first two starts, if he's able to continue that and it's not just a fluke on how great he's been and just two quick outings that we've seen him, he has the potential to give this team a chance to win every time he takes the mound. I mean, he's been absolutely stellar. And to have your debut in Boston and follow up with your entire hometown of over 100-some people coming to watch you in Chicago, it's not like he's had two easy starts. So he's been able to handle the pressure well. But I think with him on the mound, he can give his offense a chance to hang.
Mandy Bell's with us, MLB.com. Mandy, we mentioned your tweet earlier. Pretty cool what CeCe Sabathia did tonight, bringing the 50 kids from the local Boys and Girls Club. This is his last trip to Cleveland, obviously, former Indian. That was pretty special that he did that. And you had the picture there on Twitter. What was that all about?
Yeah, it was really neat. I was catching up with his wife afterwards, Amber, and she was saying that now in each city, the last time they visit that city for the year, since this is his final year, his goodbye to baseball, they're starting this legacy year where they're bringing out 52 kids because of his jersey number from the local Boys and Girls Club in each city the last time they stopped there to each game. And he goes out and he does basically what you saw there. He sits down, he answers questions from them. He then asks them questions about their local club, what sports they play and different things like that. And then they do a little bit of autographs and photos. He stands there. I mean, this is like right around 2 hours before first pitch. So he's out there and he's taking selfies with every single kid that wants one. He's autographing something for every single kid that wants one. It was really, really neat that he's doing that. I thought it was going to be something special for Cleveland just because Cleveland does have a special place in his heart starting here, but they're literally doing it in every city the last time they visited this year. So it's a special thing that the Sabathia family is doing.
Mandy continues to be a struggle for Jose Ramirez. You know, he occasionally seems to show signs of life, and now he's 2 for his last 19 with no extra base hits. If he were a rookie, he'd be sent to the minors by now. He's been, frankly, terrible since the middle of August. I have no explanation for it. I don't know. Have you heard any explanation for what's going on with Jose Ramirez?
There's no one answer, no. Yeah. Every time we ask about it, I mean, there's only so many times you can ask about it. Sure. After a while, because we talked to Tito about it for like the first month and a half straight. And he was just saying, look, guys, like, we understand, we see it too, but he's going to get hot again. And I know it's going to happen. And I believe it's going to happen. If I could make it happen tonight, trust me, if I had the magic potion, I would do it right now. I would give it to him, but we don't. And it's going to take some time, and then he's going to work out of it. But when he does, he's going to be as hot as you've ever seen him. We've asked about the options that they have with what they can do with him, and he said, look, there's clubs that'll say, okay, look, this guy's not performing for a month or two, and we're going to get rid of him and move on to the next guy. And he said, but we don't do that here. We're going to give him his time. We're going to try to figure it out and see how it goes from there. So, no, there's no one answer. I mean, obviously, he's as frustrated as can be, and this team desperately needs his bat to get hot, but it just hasn't been able to happen on a consistent basis yet this year.
All right, Mandy, I'm gonna name you a few players. Just give me a yes or no. Will these players be on the Indians on August 1st? You ready?
Oh, okay.
Trevor Bauer.
I'm going to go with no.
Francisco Lindor.
I'm going to say yes.
Brad Hand.
I'm going to say yes.
Carlos Santana.
Yes.
I agree with three of the four with you. I think they might trade Hand, but I think that's the biggest question. And I agree with you on Bauer.
Hand is a big big question mark. Yeah. Yes, he's having an outstanding year. He has the numbers to be able to get something good. But if they're in this race at all, for if they can even catch a glimpse of this wild card, they're going to hold on to him. And just the money that he's owed is not that much. He's such a steal for the talent that he has. It would be a shame for a team to have to get rid of him, because he's really a steal for this Indians.
He is, but because he's such a steal, and because you have control for 2.5 years, I feel like so many teams need a closer of the contenders. I feel like you can get a lot for him, and that's
they
why I would do
could.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest question mark right now. Do you let him go or do you hold on? And then that's going to be how they feel in July. Do they see a wild card potential at all?
Yeah.
Or does it look like they're completely out of the picture?
Last thing, if they got a great offer for Bauer today, would they do it, you think?
Oh, man. I'm not sure necessarily today, but we're definitely getting close to that window.
Mandy, great
stuff. We're getting very close.
Great stuff. Keep up the great work. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Mandy. Mandy Belsch does a good job.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.